Well, the city of Greater Bendigo is holding a Bloctex Linen Recycling Day coming up on September 10. Thought it sounded a bit interesting. We'll find out a little bit more about it. And we have Bridget McDougall with us, who is the city of Greater Bendigo's Resource Recovery Development Coordinator. Bridget, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you know, this may sound like one of those really dumb middle-aged male things, but recycling linen, who would have thunk it?
Yeah, no, not dumb at all. So, as you know, waste to landfill is an issue that's growing and growing. And so we're looking at different ways to manage different material streams so that materials can be recovered and we can find other purposes for them, and so that they don't just go to landfill.
Yeah. And I guess I was about to say that with quilt covers, we can recover them, not recover them. A little play on words there. Sorry, I can't help
it.
It's an affliction.
No, that's okay. So, definitely.
So tell me about some of the sorts of things that can be recycled.
Okay, so we are looking for old sheets, towels, pillowcases, quilt covers, tea towels, face washers, bedding, things like that, and linen, so that we can take them and they can be shredded up. They're then turned into a high-grade cellulose powder or recycled PET pellets. And then these, the pellets and the powder, can be used in different applications to remake new products.
Okay. Now, I see that a few of them, it says in the manufacturing areas, construction and agriculture. I mean, do you know off the top of your head, like in agriculture, what would they be used for?
So it's quite high tech, but they can use the cellulose powder to make a hydro mulch or a fertilizer to aid in land reclamation, and it's used as, I guess, like a mulch or a fertilizer would be. Pardon me. And then we use and then the PET pellets can be used to be made into shopping baskets. And they can also be used to make geosynthetic fabrics.
Pretty amazing, isn't it, hey?
Yeah, it's pretty cool technology.
Yeah, and Bloctex, who I mentioned in the introduction, they're a company, a clean technology business, that actually then does the work that's required to get these back into usable products.
Yes, yep. So Bloctex opened Australia's first commercial-scale textiles recovery facility in Logan in Queensland, So there, I guess it all came about knowing that textiles are an issue going to landfill, and there's a lot of textile waste going to landfill in Australia each year. And so they wanted to find a solution to recycle fabrics that could be recycled. And so this came about, and they're looking to establish a second facility. So we're really, really pushing for Victoria.
Yeah, indeed. So tell us the where's and when's then for this, because I'm sure there's a lot of people that have got stuff in the cupboards or whatever that they do think, well, what am I going to do with this stuff? Here's a great opportunity. So where and how and when can they do it?
Yes. So what we would like everyone to do is go through their linen cupboards, grab out their sheets, towels, pillowcases, quilt covers, tea towels, face washers that they don't use or don't want anymore, and then bag them up, pop them in the boot of your car or in the back seat of your car, come along to the Bendigo Stadium on the 10th of September from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. We have, it'll be a contactless event, so you just put them in the boot of your car, we will get them out and we will take them for you, and then you can just drive on.
Wow. Hey, that is a very, very good initiative. Congrats to certainly Bloctex and to the City of Greater Bendigo for getting behind it as well. And thank you for sharing that info with us this morning, Bridget.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me.
All the best, Bridget McDougall, City of Greater Bendigo's Resource Recovery Development Coordinator.